Hello and welcome back to the Sick Dog Podcast. Rated 5 stars on iTunes by Hammy Scum. He says, this podcast cured my depression, but made my head go dummy, not smart, man. Great review there by Hammy Scum.
Poor dude.
Of course, everyone here apparently is sick, which is why it is the Sick Dog Podcast today. Swagger is
Hello.
Got something going on.
He's a hangover. A fucking hangover. It's fucking terrible. I want to die.
Mason, aka Zuckles, you are just the sickest dog right now, so...
Oh, yeah, I'm fucking the sickest dog.
He's been coughing and splattering, so, you know, if he sounds like shit, if we all sound like shit this podcast, please forgive us. Also joined by Toby on the telly, who's healthy, I believe? You're healthy?
I'm healthy.
He's what feeling a healthy. Boy.
Wow. Healthy boy.
Well done.
That's all spinach drink.
Jay, aka McCreamy, is also here.
Aka Vitamin C Andy.
The healthiest boy as well. Yeah. And of course, iNotorious, aka Matt, is here. Are you healthy too? Is it really just three of us who feel like shit?
Where's option C, all of the above? Because I'm a lot right now, man.
You're a lot. Lots going on. You're hungover too. You and Swagger went out drinking last night.
Yeah,
if I
I'm
understand
sick
correctly.
And all fucking caffeine addiction and withdrawals. Yeah, it's a great time. Great. I love
oh,
it.
Oh, great.
For the last 3 days, Matt has been walking around coughing and going like, dude, I think I'm sick. I'm getting sick. Yeah, I'm totally getting sick. I'm like, dude, we're just smoking a lot of weed. It's all it is. He's waking up in the morning with phlegm in his lungs because he's smoking like a fucking
what?
Chimney.
No. What are you talking
oh
about?
God.
I don't
like
smoke
a chimney.
That. No. Shh, my parents are listening. Don't tell them that.
Let's rewind a little bit here because as most of the audience probably knows, we were at PAX last weekend. And I just want to say, like, what Swagger's saying is completely true. Matt, you are just waking and baking every single
every morning.
Okay,
like, every
in
morning.
In my defense, I'd wake up. I'd be, like, the first one up because I'm just, like, such a responsible guy, you know? Wake up early in the morning, take a shower. And I'd wake up. There'd be, like, half-finished cones everywhere because people are just so fucking lazy and wouldn't finish them. And I'd just be like, okay, don't want this to go to waste. So I'd just fucking start smoking them, you know? And every single morning I'd come out, there'd be more. So I'd just be like, okay, let me just start smoking them.
Hey, now that's a resourceful man.
Yeah. Improvise, overcome, and adapt.
Those cones were fucking cannons, though. Like, how do you expect anybody to finish one of those things? They were,
dude, I was smoking three
huge.
Of those a day. What are you talking about? I was having a great time.
Love a cone, boys, don't you?
A cone, a bicky, a lolly, and get it at Woolies.
Hey, disco bickies.
Disco bickies?
Disco bickies. There was a day I remember when we all went shopping at this big shopping mall, and I think Matt took an edible in the morning
or
something.
Oh, my God.
Just the highest cunt, just walking around the shopping
He doesn't tell anyone.
Mall.
He doesn't tell anyone. He just gets baked and then comes and hangs out with us. Like, only reason I knew he was getting high every morning is because I would wake up, walk out of my room, and just see him smoking in the backyard by himself.
Yeah, I mean, like, Matt was wearing his sunglasses as well. So, like, I wasn't aware he was even high until we got to the mall. And Matt was just acting real weird. I was like, Matt, are you fucking blazed right now? He's like, dude, I took an edible. I fucked. Like,
dude, I didn't think anything of it. I thought he was just being quiet for, like, the whole Uber ride over. And then we go into the fucking mall. And he has his glasses on still, the fucking sunnies. And I'm like, why do you have your sunnies on in the mall?
Oh, the shadiest dog.
His fucking eyes were demons, dude. They were toast.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, we didn't actually get up to that much during PAX. We were just saying before how it was actually surprisingly uneventful. I feel like, I don't know, we just kind of... We smoked a lot of weed more than anything. So the nights were kind of just chill. But a few things happened.
We played poker.
We played poker.
I won.
Toby won. Yeah. So I think that was on... When was that? That was Sunday, was it? That we played poker?
I don't know.
I don't fucking
know. That was
too high.
I don't even know what today
Might
is.
Have been a Monday.
Yeah. But yeah, we played fucking poker and all of us put in $250, which of course is a great idea. And also half of us decided to smoke beforehand and I think do edibles as well, which is a better idea.
Who did
Toby,
that?
You were sober, right? You were
for some of it.
You smoked some weed, yeah. But you were undoubtedly the most sober person there. And of course you won. You know, partly
That's
because
so
of your skill.
Oh, no, I won because of the panic attack I had because of the weed.
Uh-huh. So it kept you focused. You Yeah, there was.
I don't know. I just had a panic attack and then won like five hands in a row because I was about to be out.
Yay, anxiety.
I got out like first, which really it really injured my ego because I'm a
you're such a little cheeky dog.
I was just fucked, man. I could not focus. Normally, I think I pride myself on being a pretty good poker player, but I was just fucking. When I smoke weed, apparently all my reason just goes out the fucking windows, and I got out immediately. So
when Cam got out, he started sucking. He's like, "You guys are playing so dumb, like whatever."
You guys are over exaggerating, okay? I was not that salty.
You guys were just playing so dumb.
No, I was not.
Let me
buy
in.
You
wanted to rebuy back in. He's like, "Let me rebuy in, Chad. Let me rebuy."
No, I didn't.
I played double and lost.
Let me tell the fucking story, cunts. All right, Jesus. So Chad, Anything for Views, was there as well. He was playing and he wasn't really enjoying himself that much. So after I got out, and I was sulking a little bit because I was a little bit upset, as anyone would be if they got out first in poker and lost $250 fucking. Okay. Chad was like looking at me and he's like, "Hey Fitz, do you want to buy back in and just take over my stack?" Which got me tempted. And I was like, "Oh, maybe if that's okay with
everyone
else."
Started rubbing his hands.
I was like, "Oh, maybe I'll get a second shot." Problem was, at this point, I'd already fucking taken an edible. So, like, there is basically just no hope either way. But I was like, you know what? I think I can persevere and come back on this. So I might as well put in. I think I ended up paying, like, another $200 to go back in and overtake Chad's stack. And I think I fucking got out, like, 30 minutes later or something like that.
You did insanely well, though. You made a huge comeback.
I clawed my way back, but then I lost, like, two hands. And at that point, it's just fucking GG. Like, it's... Yeah.
I was very impressed.
Brutal. Yeah. But so it went on for like 6 hours or something, maybe more.
Yeah. It was fucking ridiculous.
It got to the point where, like, after I got out the second time, I was like, "Fuck this." I just put on my noise-canceling headphones, went to the couch. I was on a fucking edible. I was fucking, like, hallucinating and shit. I was like, "This is the best thing ever. I didn't even care about losing my money. I'm just going to sit on the couch, listen to some trippy fucking music, and eat McDonald's." And that's what I did. But everyone else, like, was still playing for, like, 5 more hours after that. I fell asleep.
Yeah, I, like, it got down to Swagger, Einut, and I, and it was just the longest process, and then Swagger got out, and then it was just heads up between Einut and I. Both of us had just the most enormous stacks ever, and it was just, but he had a bigger stack than me, so I was just good hand all in, he'd fold, good hand all in, he'd fold, and it was just that back and forth over and over and over.
I just kept getting shit hands
for hours.
I was playing pool while you guys were still going, and Swags must have got out because he walks into the room and he's hitting the jewel, and I'm like, "Oh yeah," I'm like, "You're winning," he's like, "No, I'm out," and then I'm like, "Oh," and then he does like a lap of the room and walks out.
Angry pacing. Yeah, so you guys were heads up for like how much longer? Like 3 hours or 2 hours or something like that?
I'd say we were probably heads up for 2 hours. That's everyone else left the room. Like initially everyone was watching, everyone was super into it. And then by the end of it, it was just Matt and I sitting in a room together. I was the dealer. Like it was just over. Everyone was done.
Matt was on an edible as well, so you must be on another fucking planet.
I liked it. I was at like a very chill level. I was like super calm. Like that was.
I think it made him better.
Yeah, same.
Matt has the most insane poker face.
He doesn't. He was wearing his fucking.
No, but
he was just high.
He looks like a poker player.
No,
it's so
fucking. Fitz was getting so tilted too. He was like getting so salty. He's like, "This fucking dumb cunt over here is just sitting here stone thinking he's all that and shit, and he's really just some cheeky stone cunt."
The reason Einut was so tilting was because he had so much money that he had, like, there was no risk for him. So he would just go in every hand. He would bully every round, and no one could go against him because no one really had enough money to get him to go out. And it was so frustrating.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do if you're big stack, right?
Like, yeah, I know. It was the right play, but it was so annoying.
I was getting such good hands too. So I was just like,
aura of smugness around you because you were so stoned that you just had this calmness about you where it was like if you won or lost you just weren't phased, and I was like that just was like so tilting to me because I was like, "Fuck man, like I'm running out of my money and here's Einut just fucking like going casually into all these fucking big pot hands without a care in the world and like raking in the money," and I was like, "Oh fuck you man, like at least you could do a celebrate or something, you know, make you feel like you're actually enjoying yourself." So yeah. That was fucking poker.
What an epic poker game.
But that was like in the middle of the trip, we all arrived. Well, Toby and I arrived Wednesday night. Ina and Swagger, the American boys, arrived Thursday. What happened Thursday? Anything really fucking happened on that day?
I don't remember days.
Oh, I remember we went to Nobu.
And Crown,
yeah,
nice
dinner. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And yeah, we had a nice dinner.
Yeah, it was very nice. A lot of food, so much food, it just would not stop coming out.
Oh, dude.
That's what happens when you fucking go out to dinner with Ryan.
He's just fucking, he knows how to eat, man. That guy just orders fucking food like crazy. We went up like twice upstairs just to fucking smoke weed and come back down and there's just more food waiting for us. It was insane. Yeah. It was.
Don't the employees at Nobu know them as the guys that order a fuck ton of food and then go up and smoke weed?
Yeah, so Sam, manager Sam, came in halfway through our dinner and he comes in and he's like, I'm looking for a table, and they were like, oh, is it the guys that always come in wearing Supreme and Off-White and always leave halfway through dinner to smoke weed? And he was like, yes.
Yeah, they fucking
correct.
I mean, it's very distinctive. Nobu's a very fancy place for those who don't know it. It's like a fancy Japanese restaurant. There's a really famous one in LA, and this Melbourne one is, you know, slightly less impressive, but still a really nice place. So they're not really used to the clientele of just a bunch of fucking YouTubers coming in, getting high and eating their food. So I mean, it's a pretty, pretty memorable
Wagyu.
We pretty much go there every time, so yeah, they remembered Ryan and Sam. So that was Thursday. Nothing really much happened that night, I don't think. Friday, however, was interesting. Friday it was our big night out, I guess. Not much happened during the day, but the night is when things just got, I mean, we all got fucked up beyond belief. Like, you know, we just
The way you say that is so funny.
How do we attack this? How do we like attack this night? I can't even remember most of it. That's how fucked it was. You want to take the rain cycles?
we were like waiting in the line for ages.
Hang on. Explain like the whole setup. You know, like what line? Where are we? What are we doing? Who's there?
It started
at Korean barbecue, right?
And we drank a shit ton of sake.
So much sake.
No, it wasn't sake. Soju? Is it soju?
Soju.
Yeah, we had heaps of that, like fucking bottles on bottles. And I record a couple snaps on the night of the one of you standing in the fucking bathroom stall and just peeking over.
That's you. That was me and you. Yeah, you were like, oi. We're all fucked in this Korean barbecue place. And Zuckles is like, oi, Cam, I had this idea for a Snapchat where, like, you'll be standing in the stall next to me and I'll be pissing. Then I'll look up and your head's just peeking over. Like, they'll be fucking funny. I was like, dude, that's hilarious. Let's fucking do that. So we went in the bathroom and recorded that. Totally not weird. It was funny. So who was there? It was just us Misfits guys. It was kind of like a few industry people, and then Daniel Harrison and Angel Melly came as well.
Yeah,
and we were just hitting these fucking what was it called?
Soju.
Okay.
What is that stuff? Is that like
I don't know?
It's
Japanese liquor, Japanese spirit.
Yeah. Tastes like sea poison.
Dude. There were two flavors. There was one that tasted like sea poison and one that tasted like
the peach.
The peach one didn't taste like liquor.
It was dangerous. So we're just heading this shit, and then I'm already too fucked.
I remember being fed a bottle by Fitz.
Really?
Like a baby. Yeah.
I did the same for Daniel. And then we left the Korean barbecue place, and I remember us just like walking to this club where, I mean, I guess like technically Click Crew invited us to this place, which is like this bar where they had like this table at, and they were like, yo, you guys should come. We're like, all right, cool. So we were meeting Muse Elk, Laserbeam, fucking
Lachlan,
creator Lachlan, Bazagaza, Loser Fruit, you know, the Click Crew guys, other Australian content creators there. And so we're like walking
through
this.
That's where we get to the line.
So we get to this fucking place.
No one told me there was a dress code.
None of us knew there was a dress code.
Yeah, we didn't know what to expect.
I mean, dude, like, fucking Moose Elks picked the place, so, like, you assume that it's probably going to be pretty nice you know, a lot of maybe other YouTubers there, you know, probably also dressed in Off-White and Supreme.
Literally. Yeah.
And I'm there in my fucking Balenciagas and Supreme, and these dogs aren't even letting me in. Like, what the fuck? And then I had to take my hoodie off, and but they looked after it for me, which was nice.
And then you left it
there. That's so weird. Like, I guess it's because like even it doesn't really matter if it's designer; it just matters.
It's
if
still
it looks
a hoodie,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's still a hoodie at the end of the day. But yeah, I mean, eventually we all get into this fucking club, which is like, you know, I these clubs are always such a fucking ordeal to get into. You always spend like 20-30 minutes outside in a line, like confused as fuck. You're drunk, you don't know what the fuck's going on. like Muzo keeps coming up to us, he's like, don't worry guys, I'm gonna get you in, like don't worry. We're like, all right bro, screw that. He's like, we're good. He's like, don't worry, like, I'll fucking handle it. Like fucking talks to the guy, like we're eventually fucking, we all get in
one by one.
Yeah, so me and Mason get in first, and yeah, this place is okay, I guess. It was kind of like, it was all right.
I thought it was
a dance floor.
I didn't like
it
at all.
It was very snobby.
It was tight. It was tight too. Like there was no dance floor.
Yeah, there was no fucking dance floor.
The most fun. The most fun I had in that club was going to the fucking bathroom. I went to the bathroom. I was like, hey, I was with Fitz and Mason, and I go, I gotta go take a piss. I'll be right back. I go walk into the bathroom. I go up to like that like wall urinal that you piss into, like the fucking metal trough.
Like the trough.
Like I'm a fucking horse. And, and I'm fucking...
Wait, I remember that.
And I'm
right.
And I'm fucking pissing, and this fucking guy, like with a... He was bald, was dressed in a suit, and he had like this scruffy-ass beard, and he was just scratching himself. And then he just goes, spent too much money today, boys! Spent too much freaking money! My dick is in my hand, and I'm just pissing. I'm just fucking like doing like the side eyes, just looking at this guy. And he's just like, it's like, oh, that's it! Yeah, that's it. And then he takes out like this thing of fucking like, it's like the fucking anti-allergy medication, and he opens that up.
What the fuck?
There's a fucking napkin that's wrapped up inside of it, so he takes the napkin out, then unravels the napkin, and then there's fucking 3 dime bags of cocaine. And he starts fucking railing it right next to me. And I'm just looking at him, fucked. And I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? I'm like, all right. And because I'm on the end of the urinal, and so I have to walk past this fucking crazy bastard to fucking get out. So like I'm walking fucking by, and you know, I'm just fucking like, you know, my eye contact is just fucking on my shoes, and I'm just fucking like trying so hard not to just fucking go under the radar. Fucking got out of there and went back, and I was like, hey, Fitz, hey Mason, yeah, some fucking guy railing coke in the bathroom.
Like right off the urinal.
That's gold. Yeah, I remember it. I was aside, like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, aside from that, I mean, the club was kind of, it was really, really like, what's the word?
Trash.
Like, fuck, aristocratic, fucking flamboyant. You rich people that just fucking sit there and dance in a single place.
I was really so drunk, stupid. I couldn't even pay attention. I was just like, what the fuck? Like, there's a lot of people. No one's really, there's no like dance floor, which is what I like to do at the club. Like, that's the one fun thing that comes out of a club is getting fucked and just like not giving a shit and fucking, you know, just, you know, dancing or whatever. There's none of that. So, yeah, I can't remember shit. All I remember is going upstairs to Click's like private booth, which like Muzok snuck me up there. But not much happened up there either. I pretty much just yelled into Bazagaz's ear for like an hour. pretty sure. And then he left, and then I yelled in Loser Fruit's ear for an hour. Like we had some kind of conversation. I can't fucking remember what I said. And then that was pretty much fucking it. Then all I remember is Chad coming up and being like, "Yo, Fitz, let's fucking get out of here." And I was like, "All right, bro, like for sure." So me and Chad leave, like, and we're walking to GG Easy, which is this kind of like, I don't know. It's a popular
bar. It's
like
a gaming bar, right?
Yeah, it's like a popular bar for the community, for YouTubers and shit in Melbourne. So yeah, we're walking through the streets of Melbourne. I'm so fucked, man. I can't even remember this walk. Chad's also really fucked. We're doing like that weird like drunken strut where we're just power walking up these hills. We get to GG Easy. I'm like so uncomfortable because all I want to do is go home at this point. And I think Chad like introduces me to a few people, but I can't fucking even remember their faces. And then like I'm like, Chad, I think I should fucking just go, man. Like I'm fucking, you know, I'm fucked. He's like, all right, man, we'll get home safe. I'm walking out of the bar, and two things happen. The first is I see FaZe Has, which is this New Zealand streamer. I did not know it was fucking him at the time. I thought it, you know, I probably did in my state, but I couldn't remember it the next morning until he tweeted about it. So like FaZe Has is sitting there and he's like, yo, Fitz. I'm like, oh, what's up, bro? I gotta go, man. He's like, okay, all right. And then as I'm trying to leave, some random girl comes up to me and she's like, Fitz. I'm like, what? And she's like trying to like talk to me and shit. I'm just not fucking hearing her. She's like trying to like convince me to stay. She's like, no, you should come hang out. I'm like, no, I can't, man. I gotta go. And she's like holding my hands and trying to get me to stay and shit. And I didn't know what the fuck to do, so I panicked. So I just fucking kiss her hand and fucking run the stairs.
Sexual assault.
No, she was like about to sexually assault me. I swear to God.
I must leave my princess.
Dude, it was so fucking bad. I didn't know what else to do. I freaked out. I was like, how do I handle the situation? Like, I'm pretty sure. And look, if she's listening to this and I've misinterpreted the situation, I'm sorry, but it seemed like she was really trying to fuck me. Okay, so I didn't know what to do. So I'm like, I don't want to like hurt your feelings. I'll just give your hand a cheeky kiss and run up the fucking stairs. That was my thought process at the time.
That's so sick.
Just imagine a 6'7" fucking guy just have to bend over and kiss a hand and then just fucking break out into a sprint up the steps.
It wasn't a good sight. I'm pretty sure I had like liquor on my shirt as well because that was there the next morning. But anyway, I stand outside and I'm like trying to find my Uber, like just in probably one of the most drunk states I've ever been in my life, trying to find this Uber for like 20 fucking minutes. It's getting cold. I'm like despairing inside. I'm like, all I want to do is just fucking be home right now, but I'm stuck here in the middle of the street like waving down random cars because I think it's my guy. Eventually I get in the Uber and I just fucking, I'm like, oh, thank God he's taking me home. Like, I'm good. Please don't talk to me. And I'm pretty sure I fell asleep at some point and I wake up when I get there, go to bed. All good. Nice. That was my night. Yeah, so that was fucking me. I wouldn't call it a good night, but it was definitely like, you know, just one of those nights, you know, that just
happens. A night's always good if you get drunk.
Debatable.
Dude, I recall when we were at the Airbnb, we were all going to bed. I think this was after poker. And we had like three edibles each or some fucking crazy shit. And then I'm in my bed chilling. I'm literally about to go to sleep. And I just get a fucking DM from Fitz that just, it's a link to Spotify. It was a song. And then he just he just puts in, use soundproof headphones. And I was just like, okay. So I fucking put it on and I start tripping sack in this fucking bed. I'm like, where the fuck did you find that shit?
It was like, guys, it was like one of those 8D songs. People at home, you can look it up on YouTube. Good. It's called 8D music, where like it sounds like you're in the center of like a million speakers and the song like circles around you. Like
when
I said swagger, was this really aggressive like tribal techno shit? So
I did not like that at all, dude. I was having like, my heart was racing with the fucking tempo. I just put on that Yoshi Horikawa shit that you fucking sent over.
I found so much trippy music in like, that was one of them that I said swagger. I did the same thing. I was just in bed on that night, tripping on an edible. And just like listening to some crazy shit in my headphones. It was amazing.
When we do mushrooms for our first time, that's the shit we got to listen to in a forest.
No way. Yeah.
We gotta go to like far north Queensland and go in the fucking rainforest.
Gonna get fucking jump by like foot, cunt.
Blow darts.
Blow darts.
What do you mean blow darts? Like
I'm
a tribe comes out?
Yeah, that's what I'm imagining. Some tribe just coming out to tranquilize, wake up in cages.
Oh my God. Like Far Cry 3 style. Jesus Christ. Who else? How was your guy, like the rest of your night on that Friday? Did anyone else have an eventful night as me? Or
I went home and went to fucking sleep.
Yeah.
After that club, it was pretty beat. No. We smoked a lot of weed. It's Scuff House.
We did that every night, so I don't know if we include that, but yeah.
Yeah, Scuff House is our manager's house.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So there's that Friday where we went
to
the club.
Mason, can we talk about you trying to get in, but only that part?
All right,
that's fine.
Pretty much.
Yeah, Mason had a little adventure that
here.
Night, but we decided we can't talk about it, so fucking monkey ass.
So fucked. It was fucked.
Let's just say that, like, maybe
let's
the reason...
Let's just say I was epic.
Okay. It was an epic adventure.
It's the reason he's sick.
Let's just leave it at that. Okay, cool. So that's Friday. What happened Saturday? Fucking, what did happen Saturday? Not much, did it? Or we just...
Saturday was the meeting
Saturday
part...
Saturday
was
meeting
PAX. Yeah, that was PAX.
So... First of all, thank you so much to everyone who came to see us on Saturday, because that was just fucking
nuts. Was insane.
So here's what happened. We all wake up Saturday morning, all hungover, feeling like pure shit.
Except me. I feel amazing.
Sober boy.
I didn't feel that shitty, to be honest, because I drank water the night before and made sure I was good before bed, but I was still like, my stomach was the main thing that was upset. I feel like I just had a fucking 2 liters of pure like vodka slushing around my stomach. Very uneasy. Did not feel the best.
We're on the way to the meet and greet, and Fitz just goes, "Ooh, I'm feeling sick. His stomach's a little bit uneasy."
Dude, after that night, our stomachs were upset for like 2 days.
It was a lot of like in our system. But yeah, we wake up that morning and we're like, "Fuck, we got the meet and greet today. Fuck, we haven't even like announced it anywhere or even
yeah, because it
coming.
Wasn't." It wasn't organized at all.
Yeah, yeah. We only just found out on the day of it that it was happening still. So we're like, okay, we'll make a tweet. I tweeted on the Misfits Twitter account, at Misfits, by the way, go follow. I tweeted what did I tweet? Like, I tweeted like, meet and greet at 4 p.m. I'm fucking wasted, lol. Like, that's literally how scuffed this is. Like, I just tweeted, I'm fucking wasted, lol, meet and greet today. Come see us at the Twitch booth.
Late
so,
as fuck.
It fucking worked. It was like on 3 hours notice and we got like 500 people.
You want to know something hilarious? I went to PAX early because I didn't go out drinking the night before and I was like, I want to just go check out PAX. I was hanging out with my mates and I was at a panel in like the grand hall of PAX. I was in the very front row, in the reserved row, and I was just like chilling there. There was probably like at least 1,000 people behind me all staring down at where I was just watching this panel. And then I check my Twitter and I see meet and greet at 3. And I look at the time and it's like 2:55. And I'm like, oh, shit.
We're at least like, 30 minutes away.
I'm like, I see. So I have to get up in front of all these people in the middle of a panel from the reserved seating and look like an asshole. But I did it. And then I get to the fucking meet and greet. There's like 600 people standing around this big open booth. And I'm like in the middle of this booth. Pretty much alone because it's the Twitch booth and no one was really in there. All these people are staring at me. I look at my phone. It's 3:00 and the guy's like, yeah, be there soon. Be there soon. I'm just standing there awkwardly. Everyone's staring at me. They get there at like fucking 3:20. So I'm just
tweeted about it. Yeah. So we say meet and greet at 3. Me and Zuck will smash back a Corona.
We all
smash back a Corona because fucking why not? We get in the Uber and we're like, fuck, we're going to be late. So like halfway through this Uber drive, I'm like, shit, we're definitely going to be late. I better tweet about it. So I just replied to the original tweet saying, meet and greet at 3, I'm wasted. I just reply saying, we are running 20 minutes late, lmao, or something like that. And everyone is just replying to the tweet like, yeah, not fucking surprised, see you soon. We get to PAX, we get to the convention center, and we just fucking power walk in there. And yeah,
there were so many cunts, dude.
Oh my
so
God.
Many cunts. So yeah, let me, crazy. Like... The meeting group was at the Twitch booth, which is right in the middle of the convention floor. And like there was just like a mosh pit effectively surrounding this booth.
It was huge.
And like the staff were trying to like get them to line up because the staff didn't even fucking know the shit was happening till today either. So God bless them. They're probably, some of them are listening to this. Well, I can thank you so much for organizing things a little bit.
Thank you.
We walk past this crowd. We walk into the booth. We see Toby there. He's like, thank God you guys are here. This was getting fucking
weird.
Thank God you guys
shit.
Were arrived.
And we take our seats at the fucking little thing and we're like, all right, fucking let's do this. We all feel like shit, we're all hungover, but fucking goddamn it, we say we're gonna do a meet and greet and we're fucking doing it. And just fucking 600 cunts just came.
There were
fucking,
a lot of people
just came and went, so many people. So God bless everyone who
I had an 8-year-old ask if I was chuffed.
Not the best.
to a point where we couldn't even take photos. That's how fast.
Oh yeah, they're like yeah, no, the fucking, no photos. Yeah.
The enforcers or whatever the fuck they call them.
There were just so many people.
there was like, don't take any pictures. Don't take any pictures. And yeah. So they'd say that. We'd someone would be like, you want a picture? I'd go, yeah, take a picture. And then the fucking enforcers would be like, no, don't do that. And then when the enforcer would leave, I'd just go, take out your phone. Yeah, picture.
Yeah.
Okay, just to defend the enforcers real quick, the reason they said no photos was because...
Oh, of course.
We had cars coming at 5, like cars picking us up at 5, so we knew the meet and greet had to end at 5, but there was no way we were going to get through everyone at 5, so the enforcers were just trying to get as many people through as possible.
I don't think they cared about our car ride. I think they cared about us doing this meet and greet when they all fucking wanted to leave, you know, or when Twitch wanted to not have us at the booth anymore. It wasn't because of us. It was because, like, they knew this was going to go on for hours if we let it, and they couldn't really...
Well, Ryan did say to them that we had to leave at 5, which is when they started saying no photos.
Okay, yeah, but yeah, this thing was crazy.
It was wild. Started getting rushed out of nowhere, man. I was freaking out. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It was good though. I mean, I feel like it was a meaningful enough interaction with everyone. Where it's not like just sign, get out of my fucking face. It was like, hey, how you doing? What's your name? Blah blah blah.
It was really good.
Later.
It was good.
And yeah, just so many good people, so many cool.
There was a person that fucking cosplayed as me.
They
got a jumpsuit and then they had the helmet.
I didn't see that guy.
It was a girl.
It was a girl.
Oh, okay. Oh, I might have seen her. But yeah, thank you to everyone who came out. It was fucking awesome. So good to meet all of you.
Yeah, there was one who did a cosplay of Fitz, which was pretty fucking sick.
Oh, that was sick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What, you mean the one on Twitter? Or
yeah, it was
the Twitter one.
Yeah, they didn't come to the event, but there was someone who tweeted me like a photo of them like in full Fitz makeup with like multicolored face and like F on the cheek. That was dope. So shout out to that person. So yeah, that was the meet and greet, which was just wild. I think we kind of, I don't know, it's always a little hectic with those meet and greets for us now. I think the staff were a bit surprised, but you know, they handled it well. So thank you to everyone who, you know, helped out with that. They were very good at like escorting us out of the area as well. Like we were fucking famous as fuck. Just
didn't
like
someone like try and fucking yoink you.
No. Well, you know, you're trying to. Sorry to everyone that, because I feel like a few people didn't get a chance to meet us because we were on such a strict time limit. So as we were leaving, we're being escorted by the pack staff to our car, and a few people were like, you know, can I just get a quick photo? And I was like, yeah. Quickly, like, stopping and shit. And, like, one guy, like, I was like, walk with me. So we're about the photo, like, walking and taking the photo and shit. He's like, thanks. But, yeah, it was crazy. It was so wild. And then, yeah, we got to our van and we were like, we all just took a deep breath. We're like, holy shit, what the fuck? That was crazy. That was just
like,
then,
so surreal.
And then the Uber ride back was a bit yikes.
Well, it wasn't an Uber. It was like a van.
Yeah,
it was
it's because Matt was in the bathroom for like half an hour.
No.
Well, it's also, it was a professional driver, and these people are used to driving around fucking businessmen and stuff, and they were driving around a bunch of 20-year-old fucking scuffed cunts.
Some fucking cunt in a helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and fucking Zuckles was blasting this Australian rapper who kept like with these horrendous lyrics about like sticking like his dick in her cunt like a blunt knife and shit like that, like all these fucked up lyrics. And Zuckles like, yo, can we turn it up? She's like, no, we cannot.
absolutely not.
Okay, but yeah, that was fucking PAX, and I think that night we hung out with Pyrocynical, right?
I think it was that night.
We went to the bar, met Pyro, Max, Chad, Dolan
Dark,
bunch of people, hung out with them.
Fucking Slazzo was there as well. It was a whole bunch of cunts that we hadn't met before. But mainly Pyro was like the one that I was looking forward to meeting. I don't know. I guess we kind of knew Dolan was going to be there as well, so it was super good to meet those guys. And yeah,
we watched fucking top 10 Peter Griffin funny moments on YouTube. Fucking jumped out of our minds.
What, Dolan that night?
Yeah. Dolan Dark fucking posted it on Instagram.
Well, basically, we wanted to get Pyrocynical to do an edible with us. And so we fucking dragged them all back to our Airbnb, which is like a fucking 40-minute drive out of the way. We take Dolan Dark, Slazzo, and Pyrocynical back with us. And end up just getting, I think it was just Pyro and Slazzo who took the edibles, and fucking dude.
Yeah, Dolan was already, he said he was already too drunk. He didn't want to get high as well.
Dolan was very sensible. Pyrocynical got retarded.
he hadn't been high in 3 years, I think he said.
So yes, Pyro hadn't like done weed in like 2 years, and Slazzo had never done weed, period, which we didn't know before giving him two edibles.
No.
So like, you know, we're just like chilling. We play some beer pong, whatever, waiting for these edibles to kick in. Eventually they do, and we're just on the fucking couch watching Family Guy and TikTok compilations and shit. Pyro was like, I don't know. I don't know. He was very quiet, basically, but I think he was enjoying himself. Fucking Slazzo, dude. This kid, man. If you guys don't know Slazzo, he's a YouTuber. He's like 18. He's from Australia, actually. I didn't really watch much of his videos before, but he was a very nice guy upon meeting him. But man, he got fucked on these edibles, dude. Like, he was just like in another world. Yeah. And like, after he was tripping, I was like to Dolan Dark, I was like, yo, is he like awkward? He's like, yeah, he's just never smoked weed before. So like, he's a little, I was like, what the fuck? You didn't tell me that shit? He's never smoked weed before. So he's like tripping out on the couch. I give him my noise canceling headphones and play some of this trippy music. Dude, fucking Slazzo just goes nuts, man. He's actually like convulsing and shit and like kicking the table and like fucking like, I thought he was having a seizure. I was like, holy shit, is he okay? But he's like, yeah, it's a birthday. Like literally freaking the fuck out. It was amazing, dude. Fucking what a legend. I hope he's okay with us talking about it. I'm sure he will be, but
we'll ask.
We'll ask, and if it's not, we'll fucking just make this whole thing one big bleep.
Like a fucking 10-minute beep.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah, I mean, I think eventually they left and headed back to their Airbnb. And we all, I went to bed and did my usual thing of like when I do edibles, which is just listen to music and
8D snooze.
Yeah, just fucking snooze it off. I messaged Slazzo the next morning because he left his bag at our place. I was like, dude, you were so fucked. He's like, bro, I feel like I was in another dimension. That was fucking crazy. what a legend. Yeah, is that all that happened on Saturday?
I think so, yeah, for the most part.
Wait, didn't Pyro take two edibles at one point?
Pyro took,
he had
we all took
the first
we all
one.
Took
he's
two,
like,
right?
Yeah, I'm not feeling it, guys. I'm not feeling it. He's like, I want to take another. And it was
yeah,
only like
he's
an
like,
hour
let me
into
take
it.
It's been an hour. Yeah. It's been an hour. He takes the first edible. And I'm like, how are you enjoying it? And he's like, oh, I reckon I could take another. He's certainly not doing anything. And so Fitz and fucking Pyro go up to the edible thing with fucking Slazzo. And I'm there. It's right by the pool table. And I'm looking at him like, you guys taking another one? And they're like, yeah, let's do it. And I go up to Pyro. I go, hey, I'm going to be real with you. Like, I'm going to be real. This could go very, very badly. You could take that edible, and then in 5 minutes, the first edible will hit in full force, and you'll be fucked. And there'll be, and then you'll go past the point of returns. And I said, but I think that's a mistake that you should make, that everyone should make. So fucking go for it. And he's like, all right, word. And he fucking eats it.
Yeah, that was good. To be honest, when I went to bed, I was really tripping by that point, like hardcore. But and so was Pyro. I think Pyro didn't really start tripping until he was in his Uber ride back to his place, apparently, when like both of them hit. But he said he had a really good time. He said he enjoyed it. And Slazzo was like, oh, that was awesome. So, you know, good. It wasn't like a bad trip. So fucking glad we took the second one, I guess.
Yeah, it's a win.
Yeah. So, yeah, great meeting those guys. Sunday, of course, was poker night. Monday, what happened Monday? Fucking not much.
It's kind of like just chill the rest of the way.
Yeah, I mean, like we said at the start, this event probably wasn't our craziest in terms of stories to tell, but it was just a kind of chill trip. I think we kind of needed that.
It was our 1 year anniversary.
I forget that. Yeah, 1 year since we all met IRL at Lost PAX. That's crazy.
Grow up so fast.
Yeah, holy shit. So yeah, I mean,
yeah, you want us to talk about why me and Matt are fucking hungover?
Talking about last night.
Yeah, right.
What do you even remember from last night? To be honest,
I mean, there's a point where I went blackout and I can't remember anything, but I'll go up until that point. So, we went to Luna Park. It was me, Matt, Hey IB, Strubber. Like Strawberry Jam, Mitchell, our editor.
My editor.
Yeah. there was Packet, our friend Packet, Chad, anything for views.
Yeah.
So we go to Luna Park. Me and Matt rock up, and we're like, where the fuck are you? And they're like, oh, yeah, we're at, like, this ride. So we walk over there, and we see them. They're waving to us, like, come on, get on the ride, get on the ride. And I'm like, oh, this looks interesting. It was, like, one of those things. It was a ride where, it, like, you get in the seat, and it fucking spins around. And I'm like, oh, cool, it spins around. All right, that's fine. That's easy shit. I got it, easy. So I rock up in my fucking seat, and then the lady comes over, puts down the thing, and it's really tight. You ever in a ride and like you can't breathe fully?
Yeah.
And she comes around for like the last pass to make sure everything's good, and I go, hey, like this is really tight around my chest. Could you loosen it up? And she goes, oh, it won't feel tight when you're in the air. And I go, in the air? And then it fucking starts, and it just spins. I'm literally going upside down, and fucking, it was fucking insane. And I'm,
is that the one where you're in the cage?
I think, like, yeah.
No, it's not a cage.
No, it's not that one.
It spins you around in a circle, and then it spins, like, the machine itself spins in a circle.
It starts to go to, like, a
vertical.
It
looks like a Ferris wheel, almost, like, except the fucking buckets spin around really quick.
Yeah,
it was so fucked. And I'm there, and I'm trying not to fucking, like, freak out, because I have a huge fear of heights, and I was traumatized on a roller coaster as a kid, so I'm not a fan of rides, really. Yeah, it was fucked.
Dude, I was fucking riding with Chad in my seat, and he's a bit bigger than me, let's say that, and I'm a bit on the leaner side. And then he's like, hey, watch this. So every time it would go to like spin around, he'd fucking throw all his weight into it, so he'd just start fucking spinning fast.
Yeah, I'm right behind him, and I'm seeing this shit. And I'm trying to have a conversation with them as we're like fucking midair, like just be like, hey, how's your guys' day? Hey, what's going on? You guys having a good day? How's your week? Like just making small talk so I can try to diffuse my immense fear with comedy. It was fucked. Then we went down. We went on a couple other rides. Luna Park was really fun. I didn't mind it.
Remember the haunted house? That shit was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Real fucking scary. It was made in, like, 1982. It was the fucking shittiest goddamn ride I've ever ridden.
Everyone's there is like, yo, you need to ride the fucking haunted house. That shit's great. It's fucking scary. I'm like, okay, whatever.
We hop in these train cars.
We get in there, and it starts to go in. Like, we're on the train cars going in. And
Before we went in, the guy that operated the ride, he goes, oh, by the way, the ticket you bought for entry has a waiver on it. Yeah, it has a waiver so that anything can touch you in there. And we were like, what? And then it starts going. And he was just trying to freak us out. The ride was absolute dog shit.
Yeah, it was like a pitch black. And then you start seeing things come up to the light. And like every turn is just like the dumbest fucking thing ever. It'd be like just a skeleton laying in a bed there. You're like, oh,
literally
that's real
Chuck
fucking
E. Cheese animatronics. Yeah. It was so fucking bad.
We turn the corner and then we see like the shitty version of like a guillotine, and you see like the fake head fall off, and we just fucking lost it at that point.
You see a guillotine, and then the fucking head goes, it literally goes down, but it's on a hinge, so it doesn't detach from the neck, and you could see the latch. Like, what the fuck, dude? Like,
actually the shittiest fucking ride.
I need to update that.
Isn't Luna like a really old, like, wooden theme park?
Yeah.
It's super shitty.
It's
really old. Scuffed.
Yeah. The roller coaster bumps the whole way.
So funny.
Were you guys wasted prior to doing
this? No, we were there sober. Now, this is where it gets good, because we ended up leaving because it fucking ended up closing, and we went to a bar, and we go in there and
we're waiting for the tram. Yeah, we had like 15 minutes to wait for the tram, so we go into this bar and just like order drinks while we're waiting.
Yeah, so I had a beer. Everyone pretty much had a beer, and then I was like, "Yo, let me order some shots." So I order 5 shots. I'm like, you guys want shots? They're like, "Hell yeah!" I order 5 shots. It all comes out, and it's just a row of 5 whiskey shots, and I just. And people are going to reach for it, and I just fucking go up, and I just take 1 shot, 2 shot, 3 shot. And then there's 2 shots left. I fucking downed 3 of them. And they're like, what the
trying
fuck?
To die?
Yeah, people were mad at me. And I was like, I fucking paid for it. I can have all 5 if I fucking wanted to. And it was just for the bit and also to get drunk. But there was this one, like, fucking bikey-looking guy. This
like
fucking,
the most Aussie-looking dude ever.
He was
swear.
Short, bald, big fucking beard, leather jacket. And he just looks at me, makes fucking direct eye contact. nods slowly and then does a fucking bro fist. He fucking bro fists me.
I was like, so sick.
That's fucking great.
Dude, then we're officially Australian, though.
Well, we got on the tram, right? Yeah. And then
we totally paid for and didn't jump off, and we see the conductors
yeah, we had
come
to
on.
Jump off because they had the ticket inspection.
Mitchell's like, yeah, this is our stop. This is our stop, guys. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking? This isn't our. I look and I see like the orange jackets. I'm like, yep, this is our stop. Let's get off.
Wait, what? Oh, this is like the Melbourne tram.
Yeah,
like,
the Melbourne tram anymore? No. We're on the Melbourne tram, and then the fucking two inspectors come on to check like tickets, and Mitchell's just like, "Oh, this is our stop. This is definitely our stop."
That's just
and then,
very naughty.
And then, like, I didn't even notice them, but I realized after, like, I got out, like, what the deal was. Only because after leaving, Chad screams into the tram, "Yeah, totally didn't not pay for the bus or anything," and then just fucking walks away. It was fucking monkey ass.
And then where'd we head after that? Didn't we go straight to GG Easy? I think.
I don't even remember. We got the fucking vegan food, which was fucking shit. But I won bubbles at Luna Park. I won this fucking thing of bubbles. And so we're at this fucking, like, it was called Lord of the Fries or some shit. It was this fucking vegan place. And so... We're around the other side of it, and there's, like, you know, like a window that goes into the kitchen. And I'm like, yo, look, bubbles. And then I take a rip of my vape and then blow vape bubbles. And
then it
rises up and just shoots into the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just like, oh, okay. And then we fucking got our food, left, went to GG Easy. And we got fucked, dude. I had two things of slurp juice, and I was retarded. And then I had a bottle of soju, two things of slurp juice. I coined a drink there called I call it the Donkey Kong. It's half banana liqueur and half whiskey, and you take it as a shot. It was really good. The banana stops you from wanting to throw up. So.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, I didn't throw up, at least if I remember. But Chad did. I went into the bathroom to take a piss. He fucking goes into the stall, and he's like, I'm going to have a tack vom real quick. I was like, okay. And so I'm taking a piss, and I just hear... fucking all in the toilet. I'm like, hey, how are you doing? You all right in there? And it's just a waterfall of vomit. And I'm just like, okay, I'm going to go back to drinking.
I wonder if this has anything
to
do with Chad's tweet from an hour ago where he said, okay, I'm serious this time. I'm actually never drinking again. Maybe that's related.
He was at GG Easy until like 6 a.m.
Fuck.
Oh, my God.
Which is fucked. We left at like 3. But yeah, we got really fucked. Like, we had a lot of alcohol. I got yelled at by the owner of the bar because I unscrewed one of the light bulbs, and for a bit I just unscrewed it and held it in my hand. He just walks over, grabs it, puts it back in, and he just goes, yeah, don't do that again, all right? And I was like, okay. I was so scared, dude. It's like getting scolded by the teacher in middle school. It was like that kind of feeling. Haven't felt that in a while. Oh, I didn't do it again. Fuck no. I wanted to drink more. And then I think
for a trip, like, we really have to do this because I don't know what we can say on the podcast, but like, Queensland, dude, like, we gotta go there and we gotta take edibles, all of us.
Yeah. What's in Queensland?
Queensland has all the theme parks, like Movie World, Sea World,
so
Dream World. Like,
oh,
it's
yeah,
like the capital of
theme park and roller coasters on edibles.
Let's do it on acid.
I know.
That'll be fun.
Nah, you have a different definition of fun than me.
Let's do it on myth.
Let's all take acid and go to one of those cornfield horror mazes where they chase with a chainsaw.
Oh, that'd be so lame.
I do imagine. Me holy up. Shit. Fuck that. Just to clarify for everyone who's confused, PAX was obviously last weekend. Swagger and Einut just decided to extend their trip slightly, so they're still in Melbourne, which is why they were able to hang out in Melbourne. And they're literally in like the same room pretty much right now recording this.
Here, Matt, come on over here.
What?
Come here.
They're doing it. It's for the bit.
I mean, they...
Hey!
What?
Hey, what's going on?
You called me in here. What the fuck do you want?
Here. Say hello.
Hello.
Okay, go back to your fucking room.
Okay, fuck you.
What a great bit. Let's give a round of applause for that bit. Oh, fuck. Okay, having some kind of domestic there over some Balenciagas. YouTube really changes people, guys. Keep an eye on yourselves.
I love that. Of course, he adds the Balenciagas.
Swagger loves flex in a hit.
See my Balenciagas. See the picture of the gum that I put on fucking Twitter.
Yeah, what a What a flex.
Yeah, I was like, I tried Chad's Gucci watch. I was gonna point at the gum with the Gucci watch, but it was just too. It wasn't good framing. So I was like, I'll just put on the Balenciagas and stand in the gum and take a picture of my shoes.
What about, are we going to talk about the Crown Night where we went gambling?
Oh,
and apparently Swags made bank.
I did.
Oh yeah,
we did
that
roulette.
That was Monday, right? Surely.
I have no idea. Tuesday.
Whatever. It was one of the nights we all went to Crown Casino again, as is tradition.
It was so good. I was going to take out $250 and just fucking play with that, and I just did it like 50 at a time, 100 at a time. So I did my first 100. You know, put on black, won, you know, I just fucking played roulette for, like, maybe like an hour, hour and a half. And I fucking, I turned $100 into, like, $1,500. And I was just like, okay, it's time to cash out. Really tempted to throw it all on black. But me and Fitz, we fucking put 25 on green and it hit. And that was so fucking pog, dude. It was fucking amazing.
And the dealer at that roulette table actually recognized us.
That's right.
Like, he recognized us, so shout out to that guy if he's listening. Which was Monkey S because he saw Svergan's face. He's one of the very few people.
I was like, maybe he only notices Fitz and he won't recognize that I'm Swagger Souls. And then like I go, yeah, can I get like these chips, this 100 chip into 25? So he goes, can I get a face reveal? And I was just like,
oh, no way, that's sick.
But it's the perfect place to get recognized because there's no cameras allowed in the casino, so he couldn't have leaked your face if he wanted to.
It was perfect. So,
it was good. He was a nice guy, too. We won some good money at that table, although I eventually... Basically, Swagger won lots of money. Everyone else lost. I still had, like... I was up quite a lot. I still had tons of money.
Yeah.
But everyone just decides to fucking leave, so that's fine. So, but... And the only person who stays with me is gambling addict anything for views. And he's like, well, don't worry, I'll keep you company. I'm like, oh, great, this is going to go fucking go well. But I was kind of glad that he stayed because that way I wasn't just gambling alone. But yeah, long story short, I lost everything.
Story of our lives.
The chat's
Me and Mason went in with about 1,500 total. Just walked in.
What?
Wait, how much did you drop?
$100.
Wait, was that only 100?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, I dropped 1,000.
On flex, but okay.
And we're out of tidy. You just put it all on black straight away. You got to, like, pace yourself.
Nah, it was awesome.
I mean, if you consider the idea of flushing $1,000 down the toilet, awesome.
It's the way McCreamy does it every time. Every time we've gone to Crown, he's like, I'm just going to put it all on one color straight away.
Yeah, you gambling addict.
No.
I was just walking around.
This guy is spending all his fucking Fortnite creator money on round tables.
Oh, no way.
There's no way I'd use all my money I'm making from using code.
Oh!
Shut the fuck up. Bleep that.
You're not making money.
I was just walking around the casino and I go over to a table. I go over to a table and I see Zuckles and McCreamy and I'm like, oh yeah, what are these guys doing? I walk over and there's just this enormous stack of chips on one color, and I was like, oh yeah, that sounds about right.
I got scammed.
I
was 500. It was 500. I knew it. Cheeky dog.
Mine wasn't Fortnite creator money.
This was hard earned money from his 9 to 5. You fucked.
I don't know about that. I don't know if any of your money is hard-earned money, boys.
Yeah. Especially not 9 to 5.
9 to 5. That's my sleeping schedule.
Did you guys go back to the casino? Because you posted on Insta today about it, or
was that afterwards?
Night after.
We went out for dinner, just me and him, the day after, and he's like, "Should we go back in?"
it was so goblin.
Literal.
Should we go back in?
Mine, let's go back in.
I've been drinking a lot of water lately, and I think I'm going to piss myself when laughing, dude.
It's good. Yeah, you tweeted out saying you're on detox now. How's that going?
Oh, pretty good, yeah. Just scratching my wrists a bit.
We're very proud of you.
Thank you.
Very proud. You're So you've been super Andy for the last, since you got back from PAX?
Dude, last night I played Fortnite for about 4 hours and I just got to, I got to a stage where I was craving a cone, dude. I was fucking crazy.
But did you cave in?
Oh, I asked Big D if he had any blood on him.
Ooh, shit.
What was the response?
That means he would have if he had.
He didn't have enough right now, so.
Who the fuck is Big D?
I hear shit about Big D all the time. Who the fuck is he?
You'll never know about Big D. No one.
Big D's the anonymous.
I think I know what it's like to be called Big D, all right? You know, I know a thing or two about that.
No, you're called Plank D.
Plank? What the fuck's that supposed to mean, Plank D? Like, slam my dick in a fucking door or something. Flatten it.
Plank,
cool.
Plank length D.
4x4D. Anyway, that's PAX wrapped up. It was good. I wanna end this podcast on fucking on a different note. So
oh, fucking plank me.
So after PAX, manager Ryan and manager Sam, they had a holiday book to Bali. They're on a brief vacation because, you know,
with Ryan's family.
Yeah. And I'm talking to Ryan today. I'm like, how's Bali? He's like, nice. It's good. I'm not doing a lot. I'm like, that's good. Just relax. He's like, cool. He's like, he asked me, he's like, how's home? I'm like, oh, it's not so good. I've got like pretty bad back pain right now, which is true. Like my back fucking sucks right now. And I've been like struggling to get back into work is what I said to him basically. And he's like, why do you think you're struggling? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I'm just fucking hating editing right now. I'm not sure if I'm being lazy. He's like, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, come to Bali and relax so you can get over it. I was like, you know, haha, classic Ryan. I was like, no, I can't do it. I wish I could. I can't do it. Like, I got to work. He's like, what's stopping you?
I'm like, oh my God, that's awesome. What's stopping
you? I'm like, need to work. Leave it now. We'll make me feel worse about it. I got to get this done. And then he starts like saying all this shit. He's like, if you're not feeling like doing work, then take a few days off and do nothing. If you're sure about that, then I won't be annoying. But you're just being a working Andy right now. Stop being a pussy and come have a relaxing adult holiday with me and Sam.
Stop.
And
working.
I'm like, yeah, I'm good like, you're a terrible manager in every single way. And he's like, what good stories come from good managers, man? Fucking come to Bali. He keeps on pushing me to come to fucking Bali.
Go to Bali.
What's the verdict? He sent me a screenshot of him literally booking a flight for me to Bali tomorrow. And he's like threatening me. And I'm like, Ryan, I can't fucking go to Bali. He's like, I'm about to book this for you. Convince me out of it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Change my mind.
The clock is on. I'm like, okay, a plane ride won't be good for my back. Do not book it. Please don't book it. He's like, it's business class. You have 2 minutes. I'm like,
oh, no way.
What the fuck, Ryan? I'm like, I'm not paying for this either way. So it's a no-risk game for me. And he's like, as if you don't need a holiday, you're not going to take one yourself. So I'm just going to force it. I'm like, just had a holiday, mate. Just went to PAX. He's like, doesn't count. I'm like, fuck. Fuck, man. He's really pushing me here. And then I'm like, I don't think I need a holiday. I just need to get back into editing. He's like, you've lost your creative drive. You got to rejuvenate. I'm like, no. He's like, tomorrow at 2:15, okay? I'm like, I've did it with my parents. I can't. He's like, you got to come. I'm like, no. And then he's like, what did he say? He said, well, you've been booked for Monday, so you better get in the editing mood and get done stat. So he's fucking gone and booked me a flight to Bali on Monday morning, which is 2 days from now for everyone listening. Uh-huh. And I guess I'm fucking going to Bali. Maybe this is the kick in the ass I needed to get my main channel video done in time and prepare a second channel content and just go to fucking Bali for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Because Ryan is just the kind of cunt that just does this spontaneous shit all the time. And it drives me insane. But, you know, also admittedly, it's good for me as well. I do kind of, I think, need it a little bit, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. So fucking guess I'm going to Bali.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's that. We'll keep you posted as to whether it happens or not. Hopefully, if it does happen, I'll at least come out with some stories. So yeah, there you fucking go. That's manager Ryan in a nutshell. Absolute fucking autist.
Plank D goes to Bali.
4x4D.
Oh, cool. Well, I don't know. Yeah. I guess that's kind of
Seems
it for
like
the podcast.
A good time to end.
It's been an hour.
Better get packing.
Got to get back to editing so I can actually fucking, you know, feel not like a piece of shit going away again.
Hell yeah, brother.
I have to sleep this fucking hangover off.
Yeah.
I'm fucked.
No, we'll feel like pure shit.
I need a nap.
Feeling like pure
I need
shit.
A nappy.
Matt can't nap. He's going to edit this podcast
Dude,
for
I'm
8 hours so it can go
right
up tomorrow.
Now. I'm about to like just extend my caffeine
Matt,
addiction at this
I
point.
Believe
have your
you.
Seventh coffee today.
What? Here's what you're going to do. You got to have a red eye. Get an espresso and get some black coffee and put the
Fuck
espresso
that.
In
yeah,
the black coffee.
No.
Then add a handle of vodka.
What's the eye got to do with it?
A red eye because it gives you red eyes because you're staying up so late.
That's not, that was just called chuffed.
My version of a red eye is having like 3 coffees a day and mixing it in with weed to calm me down from all the caffeine hyping me up.
Oh, that's
it works though. I can't complain.
He's sounds like a
drug
sounds
equilibrium.
Like a, sounds like a panic attack waiting to happen, mate.
No, I've been feeling great. I don't give a fuck. It's working.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, guys. Make sure you stay healthy, like Matt.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Take care of yourselves. Hope you enjoyed our scattered fucking drunk
Shit.
Recollections of PAX Australia this year. It was a good time, but yeah, obviously not our most eventful trip. And yeah, I guess we'll fucking see you guys next time.
Cool.
Bye.
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 I'm going to fucking Bali.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.